Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us. Withered Rose from celebrated Australian author Liesl Kippen is an empowering poetry collection that delves into the themes of love, sadness, helplessness, loss, healing, growth, personal transformation, hope, and happiness. It focuses on nature and her many treasured gifts. These life-changing poems nourish the hearts and minds of readers, both young and old. The poems in Withered Rose are beautifully exciting and descriptive, with imagery that is powerful, descriptions that are vivid. She shares her passion for life through her poems. Liesl has been a primary school teacher and secondary school teacher for the past 27 years. She's presented a number of writing workshops for Victorian teachers in Australia. Liesl has had a passion for writing, and her poems speak to the heart with a message that expresses the importance of love, happiness, resilience, and determination. She also delves into beautifully painful moments that define the human experience. Liesl Kippen, author of Silver Bells, Cherry Blossoms, and the critically acclaimed Withered Rose, our guest from Australia via Skype on today's This Week in America. Liesl, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you so much for being here and allowing me to be on your program. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited to have you. I love what you've done with the three books. The newest one will focus on Withered Rose, but we'll have information on the other two books as well and where you can buy the books from Liesl and her website as we go on here. I'm really fascinated by your career, this passion you have for poetry and using poetry to inspire yourself and others. Where did you find you had this desire to write? Where did this begin for you?
I must say, Rick, initially in primary school, I started writing a lot and I'd have my teachers pull out my pieces of writing and read it to the class. And that for me was very empowering and it also made me feel a bit proud. And then that continued through in my high school years as well, where I had a lot of positive commentary regarding my work from my teachers. That also made me decide when I decided to go into teaching that I was going to specialize in language. That was going to be my most prominent subject. And yeah, I took on English as a major subject and then taught high school for a number of years. I was also Department of Education a leader for English as well. And I try to promote writing and reading and literacy as a whole in that area as well. So my passion was pretty strong from way back in the day. And then I also encouraged my kids to write as well. I remember back in school when my kids participated in competitions, they won competitions where they could travel abroad based on their writing. So that passion, I think, spilled over onto my kids as well. And then when I moved to Australia, I had a lot of writing workshops for teachers where I equipped them with strategies that they could use in the class to get kids to write, to be passionate about their writing, and to write for a purpose and with meaning. So, yeah, I think I could say I've had it throughout, but I've just gotten better at using it and displaying my passion for writing.
I love the passion. It comes across as we're talking. You have me passionate now. I can't wait to read more books and do some writing myself. I mean, it does come across, this passion that you have. Let's talk about just briefly each of the books, and then we'll get into the book specifically. Withered Rose, as I mentioned, is the newest, and all the books are available at Liesl's website. It's LieselKippen.com. That's L-I-E-S-E-L. Kippen is K-I-P-P-E-N.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can go there, look, and link on directly to get information. Talk about the three poetry books, and then we'll go into detail in some of these, and maybe your favorite poems from each, but describe each for us.
Okay, so my first book was Silver Bells. With Silver Bells, it came out when COVID came out. And I think for me, the whole idea behind Silver Bells was to focus on Christmas. Why I chose that title was because I grew up with Jim Reeves singing Silver Bells at home. And yes, it was a time at Christmas that everybody loves, just love, compassion, care, you know, empathy for each other. So yeah, with Silver Bells, it came out during COVID. And that was more symbolic of, I suppose, the idea of forgetting about what is taking place in the world with all the negativity and disappointment and depression that was linked to COVID, but focusing on Christmas. So all my poems in Silver Bells are all linked to Christmas and just love, you know, the themes of love, joy, and focusing on all the positives in life and not necessarily the negatives. So that was my first one, Silver Bells. My second book is Cherry Blossoms. And that, I suppose what inspired that title was, one, I visited Japan and saw all the cherry blossoms in bloom. And it was just awesome. It was just beautiful. Nature at her absolute best. And secondly, because my little car is called Cherry Bubble, and she's been with me through thick and thin. I've had her over 10 years. She's just absolutely gorgeous, and I've got lashes on her, so she's beautiful. And I thought I'm going to try and put her into my poems as well, because she's part of my life, and she's been with me through thick and thin. So, yes, so Cherry Blossoms 1 is based on the fact that I went to Japan and saw all these beautiful flowers in bloom, and they were just so gorgeous. But also, too, because it reminds me a bit of my car, Cherry Bubble, which is my everything, really. And in that book as well, it also looks at themes of love and compassion, empathy and resilience. You know, when you get knocked down in life, get up, stand tall, you know, overcome your challenges, you know, appreciate life. So those were my two. And the big focus there was love, compassion, empathy, resilience in both of those. And then, of course, my third one, which is Withered Rose, also looks at that love, compassion, empathy, but also it looks at making a difference in life, impacting powerfully and positively on life, enhancing life, and enriching the lives of others. So yeah, that's also another powerful book as well.
I want to go back and talk about all three of those. And boy, two of those came along at the right time. That was like a nice diversion from everything we were reading. You were hit hard in Australia. We hit hard here in the United States. And boy, that was a really difficult time. Still is, but really difficult back in those early days. And that book was a blessing to so many people. Silver Bells, Cherry Blossoms, and the newest from Liesl is Withered Rose. We'll be giving you the information where those books are available. When you start a collection, I'm always interested in that. When you started, for example, Silver Bells, did that start with an idea that I'm going to put a collection of poems together? Or did it start with a poem or two and suddenly you realized, I think I have a theme here that I can continue? How do you start your collections?
Okay, so initially I started with Cherry Blossoms and I had started writing a few poems. But then we were nearing closer to Christmas, and I was like, let's put Cherry Blossoms on hold. Let's focus on Christmas, because I'd like to have a book just on Christmas and just that Christmas theme of love, you know, and tolerance and empathy. So I put Cherry Blossoms on hold and focused just on poems that were going to link the book to Christmas and just the Christmas feeling. So what happened was everything was just about Christmas. Everything, absolutely everything, was about love and compassion. And also, I wanted my book to be published towards Christmas. So, I focused on Christmas themes. And it was also, as I said, at a time when we had COVID. So I was hoping that when my book came out at Christmas, people could still, you know, enjoy life and look at all the positives in life, regardless of what the global impact was at the time. So, Cherry Blossoms went on the back burner for a while. Brought Silver Bells to the fore because it had just the Christmas themes.
Yes.
And after that, I went back to Cherry Blossoms, and that was just a whole lot of diverse poems, but all obviously based on love, compassion, tolerance, and resilience as well. So initially when I start, I do start with a theme and then work with that and then move on from that. Exactly right. Yeah.
It's interesting what goes into your art in putting these books together. And again, as we mentioned these books, these are great gift ideas. I know we just passed the holiday season, but for birthdays, these are such meaningful gifts and so well done by our guest on the program, Liesl Kippen, and I'll spell all that and give you your website as we go through the program here. Let's talk about Withered Rose. This is the newest. This is internationally acclaimed. Tell me about the title. How did you come up with Withered Rose?
Okay, so basically I looked at everybody being a rose. Okay, so if you look at us, I suppose we're all roses, you know, in our own way, but roses in terms of, if you look at it symbolically, again, what it represents, a rose represents beauty, centered. So in other words, we have an impact on others around us. Okay, it is tender. Okay, so it can be delicate if you look at its petals, but it also has that sturdy stem, which can be prickly because of the thorns, which makes us tough and resilient. So I thought, you know, we're still with COVID. COVID is still here. It's here to stay for a while. So I'll continue using my poems to inspire, motivate, and encourage and empower others. So with Rose, I thought we're all roses, but to a degree, life has knocked us down. Okay, we haven't lost all of our beauty. Some of it we may have lost. And when I speak of beauty, I'm looking at both internal and external beauty.
Yes.
So some of the characters, some of our lives have been altered and changed and impacted by COVID. But we are still that rose. We still represent that rose. And that's why I call it the withered rose. Because yes, life has withered us. Life has knocked us down. Life has taken away so much from us. But we still have within us the ability to withstand all that life has thrown at us and all of the challenges. So yes, we are withered because of life circumstances and the global impact of COVID and everything that's going on. But we are still a rose. Okay, we still have that beauty. We still have the tenacity. We still have that resilience within us to overcome all. You know, we get knocked down, but we are not knocked out. You know, and yes, we do get knocked down. It's a given. Can't change. You know, life does knock us down. But we have the choice to get up and to move forward and to learn from the experiences that life has thrown to us. So I just thought that was pretty powerful as a title for a book. You know, that we are, yes, roses. We are knocked down by life and it has withered us and destroyed us to a degree, but it hasn't knocked us out completely. We can still get back up, rise again, and continue, you know, fulfilling dreams and following our goals and visions and missions in life.
Well, what a great message on overcoming obstacles. As you say, we all have to overcome obstacles, and you encourage us. There are a lot of choices we can make, and if we make the right ones, we can overcome the obstacles we hit in our lives. You know, it's interesting. You really encourage people to make a difference, to go out there, add quality to your life as well as other people's lives. You do that through the books, the three we're talking about. You do that through your pageant appearances as well, your pageant work. Talk about that, because you really, this is all done with a purpose in mind to make life better for other people. Talk about that, because you really do an excellent job in using that to reach out to people in desperate need.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rick. I'm happy that I'm able to speak about the pageant, because it's been life-changing for me. It's been transformational. So I started my pageant at the end of 2020, and throughout 2021, my platform was homelessness. And I suppose the reason why I've added this poem, Memoirs of a Pageant, in this last book, Withered Rose, is because it was while I was writing this book, I was actually undergoing my pageant journey. And, you know, throughout this journey, I just saw, you know, how helping others, making a stand, making a difference in the lives of others, adding value, quality, and enriching lives. You know, it was so empowering throughout my journey. You know, I thought, no, I definitely had to just add that as a memoir. So basically, this whole year has been addressing homelessness. Okay, I always say, place your hand over your heart, feel that heartbeat. That's called purpose. Our lives have purpose and meaning. We are alive for a purpose, to add meaning, to add value to the lives of others, and to make a difference in the lives of others. And I've had a whole lot of initiatives that I've undertaken throughout 2021, where I've targeted homelessness and I've tried to make a difference, empower and impact powerfully on life. And some of these have included things like sausage sizzles, raising funds, you know, for the homeless. A sleep out, where we raised over $1,400 so that we could then hand that over to National Homeless Collective so that they could buy sleeping bags for them. Jewelry sales, op shop market stalls, just pamper days, where we could actually raise money for Westmead Children's Hospital in Sydney, because there are severely ill kids over there. So there've just been that many initiatives. And then throughout the week, you know, just taking food items freely to families in need. We also have a welcome table where we invite the community, those who are facing poverty, those who are homeless, those who are disadvantaged in some way or other, to just come with your families and just come and have something to eat. And this is done throughout the week from Monday to Friday. There are free initiatives which address homelessness and those that are poverty stricken and also the disadvantaged. And it's just empowering to see so many people, you know, appreciated. And, you know, you see them, you know, having a better quality of life. And that's what life is all about. You know, helping others, being there for everybody else, not necessarily just wanting to gain for ourselves, but being out there and to give back, you know, to the community, to give back, you know, and to give to those who obviously are in need. So it has been very empowering, I must admit, this journey. It's just been a powerful one. And that is why I thought I'll end of my book, Withered Rose, on that that whole big aspect of Memoirs of a Pageant, because for me, it's been life-changing. And I think to date, we've raised close to $17,000, which we've just handed over to organizations that target and address and work with homelessness, poverty and those in need.
And talk
so it's
about,
really been pretty encouraging. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about that feeling you get. You mentioned you take somebody a meal, you take somebody a means to sleep or a means to stay warm at night, and you see that appreciation in their face. You see a smile in their face. How does that make you feel? That's powerful stuff, isn't it, for both you and the person you're there helping.
Absolutely. Before I even talk about the effect it has on Mirik, let me just add, I also had a blanket sale where I collected over 200 blankets, a scarf and beanie sale, over 300 of those, which, wow. You know, we go out and we give out, because Friday evenings after the welcome table, we also go to the stations, and then all the passers-by and those who don't have homes or live in the streets, they just come and have a meal, but we also are able to hand all of that out. And then on the 22nd of December, we had what is called a care day for all those in need and for the homeless. It was a day where we gave them a Christmas lunch. We gave them Christmas gifts. We had mobile showers on board that came and gave them showers. We had free haircuts. We had free massages on the day. You know, there were just so many different services that were rendered on the day just to empower them. We had nails, you know, the ladies could get their nails done. You know, it was invigorating. So to go back to your question, how does it make me feel? Oh, my gosh, it just makes you feel like, you know, you've been a vessel, you know, to help others.
Yes.
You feel so good. You feel that you've made a difference to life and you've added quality to the lives of others. And when you see their eyes light up, you know that, you know, you've done something that's of value and something that's it can be called worthy, because really, you know, they appreciated so much of all that was done. And even when they come just to say thank you, you know, I tell you, it definitely does warm the heart, you know, and it makes you feel like, you know, you've done something that is appreciated and valued by all. And you also see that you've added quality. You've added a meaning to life and you've enriched the lives of others. And there's nothing more empowering than that, to make a fundamental difference in somebody's life. Nothing more empowering than that, I believe.
You know, and it's something we all can do. We may not necessarily be in a pageant. We may not necessarily be best-selling, internationally acclaimed authors, but there are things we can do on a local level. And when you read your poetry, you inspire all of us to find things that we can do in our lives to get this satisfaction and to be able to give something back to people. Liesel Kippen is our guest on the program. That's LIESELKIPPEN. If you're Googling, our website is very simple, LieselKippen.com. We'll have all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Books available internationally, all of the usual places, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Balboa Press, all of those. And great information on Liesel's website where you can find out where to get the book and links on there to go ahead and to do that. I love somebody who has as one of their personal mottos, I aspire to inspire before I expire. I love that. It will stick with you. And it's something, you know, a few words that we should all remember to get us through this. It's been such a fascinating ongoing life that you're doing and touching people. I want to talk about being in the classroom and touching young people. And maybe for the first time, turning them on to reading and writing and poetry and the workshops with the other people. What is that like in working with the young people? And again, maybe being the influence they need to pursue what you've done in your life and to pursue some of the themes you talk about.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure working with the young kids and just working with children as a whole. Okay, they are such a blessing. And when I see them actually writing, you know, putting their ideas down on paper and enhancing their writing in so many different ways, you know, it's empowering, but it's just, you know, you feel so good about it all. And just having the kids come and show you their work and say, okay, how can I make this better? How can I impact, you know, on my readers? How can I change what I'm doing so that, you know, it has a positive effect on others? You know, and seeing them take so much pride in their preparation of work and getting work done, especially their writing, is just empowering. And on one occasion, they all had poems that they had put together. They wanted to make a book that they could hand to the younger kids in the younger levels, you know, as a class book of poetry for them. That was phenomenal as well. So in addition to that, they also wanted to make little booklets that they could give to mums and dads for Christmas, you know, just with all their writing pieces. So it's really being empowering, seeing them share their love for writing, not only with family members, but also with the younger kids, you know, where they were role models and showed them that, you know, writing can change lives, writing can impact on others. And I think for me, that's just phenomenal. where I'm able to share with others and they in turn can share with other people as well. So just that ripple effect happening, you know, love for language, love for writing, but also knowing that it's it has the ability to change the lives of everybody else and impact positively on life as a whole. So yeah, it's just been phenomenal. And I love my role as a teacher because I'm able to see all of this on a daily basis, which is phenomenal as well.
Talk about the role of poetry here for a second. And time is going by quickly, but I'm always fascinated by this. It's such a talent that you have in writing. And you can write something in poetic fashion that gets our attention. If you just put it into like a couple of paragraphs, we probably wouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. There's something emotional that draws us in with the vivid descriptions and pictures and that you create. Talk about the power of poetry.
Oh, poetry is phenomenal. Okay, so I suppose what I look at when I start writing, I look at the method that I'm going to use. So basically, I use the SIFSI method. SIFT, what is the sense of the poems? You know, what is the intention? What is it that I want? What is the message I want to get across to everybody else? And what are the feelings? What is the tone going to be? And then I look at imagery. What is the sensory imagery that's going to come through? What is the intellectual imagery? And by that, I mean, what is the reader left thinking about after they've read that poem? And then lastly, what is the emotional imagery, you know, that I'm going to display? And then, of course, figures of speech play a role as well. But I feel that poetry is phenomenal in life. Life would be dull and boring without poetry. And it puts everybody on the same level, from prince to pauper. You know, you're all there. You all have that same piece of information. You all have that poem in front of you, and you're all able to appreciate it and delve right into it and be part and parcel of the passion that is involved in writing that piece. So I think poetry is phenomenal. Okay, it adds life. Without poetry, life would be pretty dull, I'd have to say. And yeah, I love William Shakespeare. He's one of my famous poets. Yeah, you know, he is just inspirational. And without poets like him as well, I don't know what life would be. No, we need to have poetry. We need to have pieces of writing that's going to jog you, that's going to inspire you, that's going to motivate you, and it's going to make you want to take action and just feel all the different emotions and feelings that are included and embedded within that poem.
Well, you do all of that in all of your collections. The latest one we're talking about, focused on here, is Withered Rose, but also in Silver Bells and Cherry Blossoms. A minute or so left. What in Withered Rose, and I think you talked about it with using the homelessness platform that you used in your pageant journey, what are some of the themes that you hope the readers will take away? Not only be entertained by Withered Rose, but motivated as well. What do you hope are some of the messages that they will take away?
Okay, so first and foremost, what I didn't highlight about Withered Rose is that it also includes a whole lot of different Australian themes as well. So number one, firstly, focusing on that, hopefully they will see the essence of Australia, our culture, our lifestyle, because I've included everything from the animals to the landscapes, our deserts, our lakes. So a whole lot of descriptive pieces are there. So first thing I'd like them to take away is the appreciation of our Australian culture and landscapes. And then secondly, if I go to the pageant, just take away the fact that they can make a difference. Doesn't matter how small your act of kindness is, it will make a difference. It will impact powerfully and positively on life. And I suppose lastly, it's to use whatever resources you have available. We all have different resources, but use whatever is at your disposal, wherever you are, to make a difference, to impact powerfully and positively on life, to enhance life and to enrich life. We all can make a difference, regardless of how big or small it may be. So hopefully they can take all of that away, as well as my passion for writing, that they can see my passion for writing in my books. And hopefully they too will grab hold of their passion and they will share their passion with the world as I have done through my writing.
And the nice thing is you touch all of us, young and I'll put me in that older category there as well, young and old, you touch all of us in so many ways, and probably all of us in different ways, dependent on our situation in life. And as we're reading all of the poems in your three books, what are you working on now? It sounds like there are many more ideas and many more books to come from Liesl. What are you working on now?
Okay, so my fourth book is actually finished, Rick, but I'm still waiting for that one to be published. So that one is with London Cambridge Publishers, and it's called Whispers in Time. My son gave me that title. What I did was I put it on social media. I said, okay, everyone, give me a title. And everyone gave a whole lot. And then my son was like, Mom, could you just name it Whispers in Time? Because I really like that title. And I'm like, absolutely. So, yeah, so that's my fourth one. It's got a whole lot of different content, different styles, and, yeah, different formats. But, yeah, another exciting book here in the making as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to hopefully having a chance to talk about that as well on the program. So impressed with the work that you've done with Silver Bells, Cherry Blossoms, and the newest, Withered Rose. Our guest on the program, Liesel Kippen. Liesel is L-I-E-S-E-L, Kippen, K-I-P-P-E-N. Our website, LieselKippen.com. So much more. You'll be inspired by going to the website. A lot of great stories, a lot of great motivational quotes there that will guide you through all of the situations in your life. And you can link on with all of social media and follow Liesel that way as well. Book, of course, at Amazon and all of the usual places. And if you're driving, can't remember all of that, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to Liesel's website. Again, the books are Silver Bells, Cherry Blossoms, and the newest, Withered Rose. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. Liesel, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations for what you've done, all your success, and reaching so many people and sharing your passion. Again, I love the motto, I aspire to inspire before I expire. We'll all remember that after the program today. Thank you for joining us from Australia on This Week in America. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's been an absolute pleasure. I truly enjoyed myself. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you here. And once again, the books are all available at Liesel's website, LieselKippen.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for all the details. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.